This is the Ritz-Carlton Orlando Grand Lakes, site of the 2014 NFL League meetings. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, inside the Ritz-Carlton, actually outside, right near the pool, Johnny.
And if I had a nickel for every time I'd paid for one of these on my own dime, I'd have no nickels.
That's very true. Well, everybody in the National Football League is here in Orlando this week, including the Jaguars' top brass. Shad Khan is here. We will catch up with him a little later today here on Jaguars.com. But, of course, General Manager David Caldwell, Head Coach Gus Bradley, Tony Khan here as well. A few other vice presidents for the Jaguars are in attendance for meetings as well. And, John, this is a situation where everybody, the top executives in the league, meet a few times a year, but this one is the most important.
Well, there's four. There's quarterly meetings. But as you said, this one's the big one because it's when coaches can get here. It's when GMs can get here. Tomorrow you'll see coaches breakfast AFC. Then you'll have an NFC on Wednesday. And it's really sort of become the NFL convention. The combine is a place where general managers and head coaches and scouts are. But in terms of owners, in terms of vice presidents, and in terms of people who sort of, I guess, make the rules and set the agenda, this is where that happens.
Let's talk about some of those rules that could be in play over the next couple of days with the competition committee meeting here in Orlando. The biggest of which, I guess, is the idea of moving the extra point back to about the 20 or 25-yard line. What do you say?
Well, and remember, the owners' meetings are a place for discussion. So I don't expect to see a permanent rule put in place on the extra point in this session. But they'll have a lot of discussion. When the coaches meet, they'll talk about it. When GMs meet, they'll talk about it. They'll talk about it in the lobbies and try to figure out a place to get that done. The competition committee is recommending that they use that as an experimental basis one time next preseason. I expect you'll see some sort of discussion, but it'll probably wind up something like that, where you use it one time next year, and then they can come back next year and say, okay, here's what happened. Here's how it played out. How do we want to work this? I don't think they want to put something in without discussion and testing, that's going to dramatically change the game that much. So I expect to see it tested one time.
I guess the other big one would be the sportsmanship policy, the use of racial slurs on the field, on the sideline in the National Football League. It could be tough to police at times.
Right.
How do you see that moving forward?
Well, it's going to be something with a lot of rules in the NFL. Sometimes as you're officiating all these things, they don't get called or they're not sure how to call it. It's going to be a point of emphasis. That's what Jeff Fisher said last week, competition committee co-chair on the conference call last week, said it's already in the rule books. They've written a lot into this book that they give to the owners as they go over rules. So it's going to be a point of emphasis, and as Jeff said last week at the conference call, it will be a major point of emphasis this offseason. Although there won't be a technical rule change, you'll see them emphasize it a lot more.
Now, John, in terms of the owners voting this week, yes, the owners, all 32, get a vote. There might be a little more to that than just Shad Khan going in a room and voting yes or no.
Well, Shad and a lot of owners know enough to know that they really don't know the details. They're not studying this every day. So Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, I'm sure, will go to Shad with some ideas on, hey, this is sort of where we're going with this. This is sort of where we're going with this. This is what we like about this rule. Usually the owners wind up voting on on-field issues pretty much as their GMs and coaches because they're the football guys.
Speaking of Shad Khan, we will sit down with the Jaguars owner a little later today here at the Ritz-Carlton at the NFL League meetings. Also tomorrow on Jaguars.com, it's Jaguars.com live at noon from the media lobby right here. For John Osier, J.P. Shadrick, that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.